Rivers Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's the Friday edition of Sabres Live. Great to have you with us. I think, Marty, you're going to have to correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we're 25 hours from puck drop tomorrow.
Oh,
is that right?
Yes, because it is a 1 o'clock. So we're, yes.
Yeah, okay,
you're
good.
Absolutely right. 24
one,
and a half
one
hours.
One for one out of the blocks.
24 and a half hour until pregame tomorrow on MSG. Let's just put it that way. We're going to make it extra hard with a half an hour.
Oh, boy. And I mean, that's the story of the life of Newfoundlanders, right? Like that half hour difference. Like it's,
we're Vaclav Varada hours away from the game tomorrow.
Let's we could do it that way. Or Jacob Markstrom.
I think people in Buffalo would have said, why didn't you pick Dave Andrechuk or even Mike Greer, right? I think there's better, maybe 25, but yes. Varada, let's go with it.
We can go with all of the above and set the stage for the first of four meetings, but not too much. Like we need to save some morsels for tomorrow's pregame show at 12:30.
Yes.
But it's Buffalo-Detroit for the first time, four meetings this year. They're going to do it all over again a week from tomorrow. It'll be in Detroit. And the Red Wings have won three in a row right now. We know the Sabres are 3-1-1 in the last five. Mm-hmm. So they're both making progress. Not to put the cart before the horse here. But like if the dominoes fell properly tonight, Buffalo, in the early stages of Saturday, could jump into second place in the division with a win.
Second place, yeah, because right now they're a point back of Ottawa, Tampa, Detroit, and Toronto, which are all in front of them. Florida is ahead. That's one of the things. I know we're going to have Shayna Goldman at the bottom of the hour. That's one of the things I want to talk to her about is this Atlantic division and mm-hmm. how tight things are and how much of a mess it is. Really, like, there's nobody that's really wanting to separate themselves, right? Like, Toronto had a really good start. You know, they lose three of the last four. Florida had some injuries. They've played a lot of games. Tampa started well. They took a step back. Like, nobody wants to really assert themselves. So I want to talk to her about that. So we'll have her at 12:30 today.
So it continues to be the tightest division in the NHL, and yes, that's good news for Buffalo based on the number of teams in the Atlantic that did not win last night. Florida, notwithstanding, congratulations, Sergei Bobrovsky on win 400. More on that a little bit later in the show. Zach Benson not skating today. Again, that I think is 99% expected from most who have been observing the team for a while here, and the idea of him getting right. Whatever combination, and we're not expecting anything drastic different in the forward lines and the pairings. What are they up against in this Detroit team that gets outshot on an average basis right now, 34-24?
Yeah.
And that's putting it kindly on some nights. But they continue to win. They've won three in a row after another win last night on home ice against the Devils.
Detroit is a weird team. They've only scored 20 goals. They've only given up 20 goals in seven games. So the offense isn't really producing much, but the defense is holding them in. And when I say the defense, I look at their group of six on the back end, and I'm thinking, okay, yeah, they got Mo Sider, and they got Ben Chiarot and Jeff Petrie, which are two veterans, but I don't know. I think that the speed of the Sabres could create havoc on a Detroit team. That's all I keep coming back to is speed, speed, speed. Attack that group of defense. Just like they were supposed to do it against Pittsburgh, and they did it for the better part, and then they stopped. And then it just, maybe that's a lesson learned when they played Pittsburgh and shoulda, woulda, coulda. They walked out with a point and shoulda walked out with two. But that to me is, again, where I think the strength of the Sabres matches perfectly with maybe the weakness of a team on defense that doesn't have that speed. But up front, it's a mishmash of, names, like good names, like Larkin and Raymond and DeBrincat and Kane and Tarasenko. But it's like, do they really have an identity of a team up front that scares me? No, it doesn't. But, you got to play the game on the ice.
Last night's game was physical with New Jersey right down to the very last moment, which was an empty net goal and a hilarious one at that, scored by Rasmussen. And in the process, he bowled over Jack Hughes. So if you're watching on MSG, I hope you'll see it here momentarily. But the fact of the matter is,
there was a great picture on social media about it. You know, there's a Twitter handle that is unfortunate pictures before unfortunate events or whatever. And it's always like a team tweets like, Well, that was a great period. We're up 3-0. And then all of a sudden it's a picture of the team losing 5-3, right? It's like, but this picture, obviously, on the empty net goal was pretty cool to see. A little sportsmanlike, you know, situation there with Hughes on the ice, and it looks like you're, you know, on top of him, but that sounds good.
Well, and the thing is if you weren't watching the game, you wouldn't have known the hostilities leading up to that moment.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of stuff after the whistle, and it, you know, there were power plays because of it, and it was, you know, Detroit's penalty kill hasn't been great. That kind of got punctuated again last night, but then they found a way as Kane delivered the winner. And then when Rasmussen was cutting to the goal for the empty netter, he ran smack into Hughes. Hughes lay on the ice, and it was not unlike Gudas against the Maple Leafs a couple of springs ago,
Joseph
right?
Joseph Woll, right? Like, he scored and he's staring at Woll and yelling into his face.
But the hilarious thing was the immediate and obvious size difference, right? Like, when Jack Hughes gets up to try to get in his face, you're like, Rasmussen still was like,
he's
just
looking
like,
up to him.
Whatever.
He's a big dude. He's a really big dude. So, yeah. And so anyway, you have size. Listen, I think that Detroit has size. Like, Mo Sider is a big guy, obviously.
Yeah, they have Simon Edvinson. Like, I'm going to be putting a lot of attention on him tomorrow. Like, it's crazy how good their potential number one pair could be here for the next decade.
Yeah, a potential. Absolutely. They have potential. We've been saying that out of the Detroit Red Wings for a couple of years now. They have potential because it's been Buffalo, Detroit, Ottawa, Buffalo, Detroit, Ottawa. It seems like Detroit kind of is still trying to get into gear here. Obviously, Buffalo has gotten better of late, and Ottawa seems to be a little bit ahead of the pack right now.
Well, you better get it into gear on the ice, and I am being serious when I say this, Marty, because the Shorzy Classic is fast approaching a KeyBank Center, and this is a little bit of a cultural phenomenon when it comes to hockey and the games and hilarity within the game itself. And obviously, we're looking forward to seeing it at KeyBank on November 13th. And Ryan McDonald's with us right now from the show Shorzy. Ryan, thank you for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.
are you like, who are you most excited? Do you know the list of Sabres alumni you're up against? And who are you
they're
most excited?
Slowly starting to trickle out right now. Just first and foremost, before we even, like, this is an honor with you guys. Thank you so much. I hear, Marty, you're playing net.
I'm playing net. Yeah. Which mask do you want me to grab off the back shelf here? Because I'm going to have to grab one of them, and I don't know if they still fit.
My eyes are shot, but let's see. Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm playing out. So if I talk one, which I won't, but if I do for some miracle, what do we trade, or what do we gotta get something going here.
We gotta get something going for sure. Yeah. But okay. So first of all, you're the goalie in Shorzy. Like, you played the goalie, but you're not a goalie yourself, and you never were. So that's intriguing to me. Do you have to wear the goalie skates and the whole gear when you're on the ice doing all of the scenes?
Yeah. It's just been a weird twist of events, like, since the pandemic, even. I mean, for everyone, right? But like, I grew up with hockey, kind of like any Canadian kid. I played it till a certain age, was realizing, like, at the time I was too small, but so I kind of went on my life and pursued acting and everything. And I was lucky enough to do something within the hockey world. Just to cut quickly back, like, I used to sharpen skates. Like, I worked at a hockey store, like, all as a kid. I loved it. I was a gearhead. So I was very much into, like, the goalie stuff as well. And I loved playing it in, like, road hockey with my brother. And, you know, it was just fun. My dad played it growing up too, and lacrosse. And it was just fun. And so it happened with, ironically, with, like, Slapshot 3 way back in the day. And then somehow, I went from being, like, the coach to the goalie again in this. And it's just, it's crazy because now, at this stage in life, like, it's totally rekindled the love of hockey. And and living in Toronto here right now, like, I mean, this is the mecca of this area just in general, right? Like, there's no shortage of ice. The show is popular around here, which is pretty fun. It's there's kind of like life before Shorzy and life after, and And it's been great. And like these opportunities right now where we're coming up to play you guys, and there's so many other bells and whistles we'll get to. I'm talking too much, but like,
No, that's okay. But tell us a little bit about the show, because, you know, Letterkenny started out of nowhere and then it became really popular. Actually, Larry Playfair, one of our great alumni, his nephew, Dylan, was one of the character on Letterkenny.
Yeah,
and these cold opens, right, with Jared, you know, that is the, you know, Shoresy, like these cold opens were so big on social media. And then, you know, it created this kind of follow-up in Shoresy and the no-show, the Northern Ontario, like, senior hockey league or whatever. The no-show. Like, it's just...
So
tell us about the show itself and it's the humor in it, which I think people in Buffalo can understand the humor because it's very Canadian-based, but it's so funny.
Well, I mean, just speaking about Buffalo, like, it's been incredible to see... that area, you know, just in the States in general, like the overwhelming response we've got from the hockey world, like down there, which is great. I mean, the sport is global. It's not just like we can sit up here and parade it, you know, but it's people love this and it's cool. It's been like, I guess, a natural kind of evolution. Like Letterkenny is this like hilarious staple in Canadian comedy now. Yeah. And Jared found a way to, you know, to just kind of direct this in a different manner. I think, like, you know, we still have a lot of the humor, which you can tell obviously is there. But as the show's progressing,
the trash talking is still good.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and there's more of it. There's more to come. Like our season four is. And I'm really excited for that to come out.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, like these games, like there's all this stuff that has changed and. Yeah, there's been moments where, you know, you hear people like, oh, it moved me like emotionally or something. Like within, you know, a few minutes ago, I'm laughing about some derogatory thing. And it's cool, that little meld of worlds, because it's real. I don't know. It feels real.
Well, my son played junior A in Canada for a little bit, a couple of years. And I feel like that junior, when you were the coach, right, coaching the junior teams, and I felt like there was a lot of those young kids that identified to going through playing junior B or junior C or junior A, Northern Ontario, out in Saskatchewan or whatever. Like they identified to that. And now these kids that play junior, they're playing senior hockey and they identify to all of you guys growing up into different roles.
It's pretty cool. That's funny you say that. Like, even Dilly, like Playfair's son, and like we all played in Vancouver together too, in like a men's team. So we were coming full circle playing there, and I was hearing his stories of junior, and it's just wild. And it's wild that we're all still in touch, and this is kind of happening now. Like we're not like old, but like you're getting an opportunity to have a little bit of like retrospect, and like you said about that. Kind of like playing senior hockey and having guys that are around like 35 and up and being like, oh man, like they get it. And that's around the age too, where you start to slow down and you got to make other choices in life. And I think the show is reflecting that in a little bit of a way too. And a lot of people kind of grab onto that too. So
you're go ahead, Duffer.
Ryan, it's coming up quick. It's November 13th here in Buffalo. For people that don't know about Shoresy and the classic and what's going to unfold on November 13th, how would you best tease them right now to reel them in for this big event?
Well, look, we are buzzing. Like the team is we're so excited to be able to be getting out there. There's also the fact that I haven't even brought up the fact, like, I don't know, has this happened since the house? I believe. Ted Nolan is going to be out there with Jordan Brandon. And that's a really special, special, special thing. I mean, there's a lot of Sabres history there. And just like within their family, you know? So I think it's really, really cool. It's a really special thing. They're such an awesome crew, those Nolans. They really are. And it's kind of cool to be in their neck of the woods for this. And obviously with everyone else, I mean, it's just an honor. Like I'm just a kid, like from Nova Scotia, like this is cool. This is awesome.
And for those that don't know, like Ted Nolan is actually playing. He's not coaching the Sabres alumni. He said, no, I want to play. I'm putting the gear on. Obviously, Brendan and Jordan will be Jim and Jim number three in the show. Like, the names are hilarious. I remember JJ Frankie, JJ from the Letterkenny time, and now he's up there, obviously.
We were just skating together the other day.
Oh, you guys were? Yeah. So what a name, JJ Frankie, JJ. And the French side of it for the, for those that know the area, like the Sudbury area and the Quebec and Ontario rivalry that kind of carried over and all of that. But just so you know, some of the guys that I think we wanted to put a really tough team together because we know that you guys have toughness. So Eric Bolton is going to be playing. Brad May is playing. Rob Ray is playing. We have Zenon Konopka playing, obviously. But then we have Pat Coletta is playing. So we have some skills. We brought in Brian Gionta and Cody Hodgson. We've got Tim Kennedy is going to be in there. Rick Vive, Jason Woolley. There's so many, right? Derek Roy. So there's so many guys.
Wow, really?
So it's going to be for Sabres fans that we don't do a lot of alumni games. Like for the fans of the Sabres alumni that want to come and see some of the alumni play, I'll be in net. I don't know how good I'm going to do. I have two games in one week.
Come on, Ryan, you're a legend.
I have two games in 1 week. And I haven't played in 2 years. So I may be sore. And you guys are the second game. So I may be sore and not able to move by Wednesday night.
You'll be nice. I'm sure you got some masseuses on the line and stuff. You get some treatment. I'm noticing this world. I'm just entering this world of all you pro athletes and the things and the bells and whistles and things. I'm 41. I'm doing yoga every chance I get with like mats everywhere. I'm sore as hell. And now I'm hearing this. Oh, my gosh. But for real, like, with you, I mean, these alumni things, this is different. And for everyone that's out there listening, like this is very different. We have, there's some surprises for sure. There's some other components to it. So it's going to be a great like event. It's going to be family friendly. It's great.
Ryan, I have to admit, knowing some of the names of the characters that are involved in your show, I had to laugh last night when Ivan scored his first NHL goal for the Colorado. I thought, oh my gosh, what a perfect character for you guys.
That's kind of good, yeah. I know. I was watching too that Anderson guy in Calgary after he's scoring and just dead staring people. And I was like, that's bold. Like, it's just things like that that.
There's obviously you guys, Terry Ryan, who is a first round pick of the Montreal Canadiens, good Newfie guy from Newfoundland, right? And he's about my age, so we're drafted at the same time. So he has a great book out. It's like
Tales of a First Round Nothing.
Yeah, it's like, so Terry is very, very involved and obviously one of the names that people may recognize out of that. So I think it's going to be fantastic. I can't wait. November 13th at KeyBank Center. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. All the partial proceeds are going to benefit the Buffalo Sabres scholarship program, which we've given out. Ryan, we've given out over $1 million since the scholarship program has started, about 30 years ago. So it's amazing. And we thank you guys for making that possible.
Look, it feels so fortunate to be able to do things that we're giving back, like honestly. And I mean that truthfully with every little ounce. It's awesome.
We'll see you in a few weeks. Thank you so much.
You bet, man. I can't wait to see you guys.
ShoreZClassic.com is where you can find the tickets. It's happening at KeyBank Center on Wednesday, November the 13th. Marty, I can't believe the list that you just,
me neither,
I would say, even partially unveiled. Marty, what do you think as far as this draw for Sabre fans who don't get to see the alumni all the time?
Well, I think it's going to be awesome just to wait a second, Ryan, you can log off. I was going to send you a message, but it's easier to just let you know like that. So
yeah, no problem, guys. Enjoy. Yeah. Take care.
You know what? Some of the alumni like that are going to be there just to get ourselves back in the locker room, Duffer, I think is going to be fun. You know, you talk about Jason Woolley and we just played the Dallas Stars. And I think of Woolley's goal in game one of the Stanley Cup final in overtime. And Ricky Vive plays a ton and Brad May was around. And I'm sure there was many others that would want to participate. We had to kind of put a list together, but we also wanted to get a little bit younger in our alumni.
I think you failed.
Well, I don't know that we filled so much as we got some of the good players.
I know the age of Vibe and May and Ray, so that is not bringing your age down. I can assure you.
Have to bring the popularity into the. But you know, Cody Hodson was playing last year, Duffer, and we're like, hey, that's good. Derek Roy was playing a few years ago with JJ Peterka in Germany. Tim Kennedy is on the ice every day doing player development, and you should see him how he skates and the skills and all of that. So I think there's definitely some skill added to it, but it's going to be a night full of surprises, as Ryan said. There's different packages, right? And it's not just the game. If you look at the packages on the website, ShoreseyClassic.com, you can look at, you know, meet and greet and photo ops and other opportunities to be a part of it. So it's not just a game. You come in and you go out. There's opportunities to be involved in the whole night of entertainment that's going to be there.
Now, it is their event, but would the Shorzy side be the home team or would you be the home team?
I think we are the home team. Listen, they are going to play in seven or eight markets. Detroit, Buffalo, Boston, Toronto, and they go play Chicago in Rosemont, Illinois. So there's, you know, multiple dates in some other ones. Mm-hmm. But they're the visitors. They get second change. We don't want to give that up. We want to be able to put our checking line against their top guys if we have to.
That's bad news.
We want to put Jordan and Ted as the opening face-off, most likely. We're going to get that done, so that's good.
Well, that in itself is going to be amazing. But, yeah, if you're the home team, good luck. Road team won 7 of 9 again last night in the NHL and now have the edge in points percentage.
I see how you bring it all back to the NHL. I'm trying.
But I will say this. The entirety of that conversation, having Ryan on and you two kind of sharing stories and you know, giving a little glimpse of what it will be like as far as entertainment value and humor and things like that. And knowing that Ted Nolan is going to play and not mm-hmm. coach, I think Shayna Goldman should be the coach.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine, based on her podcast and her wit and her sarcasm and sometimes colorful language, how much of a hit she would be behind the bench, honestly.
Duffer, you have no idea. I mean, the show Letterkenny and then transition into Shorzy, the character Shorzy was this guy that reffed like the junior games back in the, and he was trash talking the players. Mm-hmm. He was sending them to the penalty bench and he was trash talking. And before we knew who the character was, he would wear this tinted visor. So, and we didn't know it was who he ended up being, like Shorzy, but the trash talking, very Canadian, very junior hockey-like, but it was hilarious. And just these moments, like there's nothing going on. It's like a 6-minute like moment in the show of just junior hockey happening. And it's just trash talking for 6 minutes between the referee and the players. Like it was just legendary.
This is also not unlike what actually still happens, as you can imagine, in the NHL. Officials have perhaps toned it down a little bit in recent years.
As we were told in the broadcast meeting.
I can tell you this. I am so far along in this career that I'm grateful for the number of times I've been privy through league meetings to see some of the stuff that has gone on between player and official. And I would say 99% of the time, fully warranted, because if you act like a jerk, sometimes you deserve to be put in your place, and sometimes officials have to do that, right? Just to get the message across. Not unlike, completely unlike this year when that Nashville game, when the referee was trying to make his announcement and a guy was in his face, he's like, please go to the penalty box.
Please go to the penalty box. Thank you. Funny enough, like but people
you, think I love that, it, you know, it's
people
cool.
think because hockey is physical and emotional that it should be accepted. And I've had my fair share of yelling at players and referees and have referees yell back at me. But, you know, I was just watching a documentary on rugby like a couple of months ago and how, you know, rugby, the players, even though it's very physical, very, very physical, they go up to the official and they're like, excuse me, sir, this guy poked me in the eye, sir. And it's like, there's very respectful, like it's like you have this and you son of a, you know, it's not that. It's very, and I'm like, oh, maybe it starts at a young age. And unfortunately for us, I'm going to go into my father of a hockey player mode. Unfortunately for us, we go to the youth rink and the kids repeat what their parents yell at the referees. And then we start at a young age without that respect. Right. So, but it's been better, obviously, I think, in the National Hockey League, but you always are going to get your moments.
Game two of the four-game homestand for the Sabres tomorrow. It is Detroit. It is Hockey Halloween, and it happens at 1 o'clock. We're on the air with pregame coverage at 12:30. Make sure you get there early. We're going to have a ton of fun. Even in the concourse where we're broadcasting from, there's going to be a trick-or-treat trail available starting at 11:30 a.m. And, of course, the Wings come in pretty hot. Winners of three straight in this ultra-tight Atlantic Division to start the year. It's Hockey Halloween. First 5,000 fans in attendance to receive a wearable goat head themed flag. And we look forward to seeing you. Get your tickets at sabres.com/tickets today. The aforementioned Shayna Goldman is next on Sabres Live.